Greet you all in Jesus' name. It's a privilege to be gathered together and to call on the name of the Lord together. And especially appreciated the first song, inviting the Holy Spirit to move and to come and speak to our hearts today. I'd like to start off the devotional with a question for you, and I'm not sure that I have the answer. But it's something to think about as we look at what I'm planning to share. Is Christianity defined by our morals or our values? I've been challenged recently in looking at Christianity, particularly as defined by my values. And I am not saying that values is more important than morals. I believe if we are Christians, our morals will be greatly impacted and should change who we are and how we act. But I wonder sometimes if that has kind of been our emphasis. You do right. But where you place value is maybe not quite, has not been emphasized maybe as much. So I'd like to look at values this morning and the importance of them. And so turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. When Jesus came, he came preaching the kingdom of heaven is here. And we believe that Matthew 5, 6, and 7 was kind of the introduction and the, if you want to call it, the laws of the kingdom. And so I would like to look at what I believe Jesus presents here as kingdom values. Matthew 6, beginning in verse 19. These are familiar verses, I'm sure, but let's read them again. Sometimes we need a reminder of what it actually says. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. We are called to lay up treasure in heaven. And in verse 33, then Jesus says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all of these things that we tend to worry about, that we tend to worry, are we going to have enough? God says he will take care of us. So what is it that you value? What is it that gets you talking? You may be quiet in a conversation until someone brings something up, and then you have all sorts of things to talk about. That may be an indication of your passion, your values. What do you talk a lot about? Today, this afternoon, in fact, is what we call Super Bowl Sunday. And there is going to be a lot of talk about the Super Bowl. The question I ask, and I think sometimes we ask the wrong questions, is it right or is it wrong? when in fact maybe that's not even the right question to be asking. The question we should be asking is, what am I valuing? Do I have the kingdom of God in focus? Is that my passion? And if it is, then that's what I'm going to be talking about. And we may not even realize that the Super Bowl is happening. Now, I would like to suggest that all of us have ways and areas that our values get derailed. It can be anything as simple as farming, as simple as Facebook, Pinterest. Whatever we invest a lot of time in is something that we will value. You know, I'd like to change verse 21 and says, where your heart is, your treasure will follow. Because I want people to know that God is where I have my value. But you know what? The real test is if you would follow me around and say what you could tell pretty quick what I value. I can tell you that God is my highest value. But how I live will tell you more. And so what we invest in, what our treasure is where our heart will be. I've wrestled with that verse many times and wished that it would say something different. I'd like to look at a verse in Matthew 13. It's a simple verse, one verse, but Jesus is speaking about the kingdom. Again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to treasure hid in a field, the which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. I'm guessing if I would ask all of you, you would say, oh yes, I've sold everything, and I have the gem, I have the pearl. But that is the kingdom of God. So have you and I sold everything, so to speak, and said, I invest my time in the kingdom of God? I think that's what Jesus is saying. When we recognize the price, the pearl of great price, which is the kingdom of heaven, we are willing to give everything we have. And yet I think sometimes I'm like the disciple who came to Jesus and said, I'm willing to follow you. And he said, go sell everything you have and come follow me. And then he wasn't willing to. If we could make a list of the 10 most important things to us, I'm guessing most of us would put God on the top, because that's the right thing to do. It's what God told us to do. The question that I have for myself is that if I would go and mark off the least important ones, and I would be honest, which one actually would end up last? That's an indication of my value. And I have so much to grow in this area. I long to value the kingdom of God so much that everything I do is shaped by that perspective. I've been challenged recently with, do I view myself as a servant of God or as a son of God? And yes, we are servants, but I think we serve as we are sons versus a servant mentality. A servant mentality says, tell me what I need to do, and then I go do it, and everything is, then I can kind of live the rest of my life as I want to. A son says, God, my connection with you is so important, and I continually go to the Father for direction in my life. So let's be sons or daughters of God who serve, not servant mentality. If you want an honest answer, ask your family. If you're married, ask your spouse, what is it that I value? And don't be shocked by their answer. Be ready to deal with it. Be ready to say, Lord, I'm willing to go with you all the way. I'd like to look at Matthew 25 yet, and I'm not going to read all of it, but it's where Jesus talks about when he returns and he separates people as sheep, as a shepherd does sheep from the goats. And then he says, these are the things that those who follow him do. And I believe as we read this, we see kingdom values. I was hungered, you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. I was naked, you clothed me. I was sick, you visited me. I was in prison, you came to me. He said that to both those who neglected him and those who served him. See, kingdom values doesn't allow for much selfishness. In fact, it doesn't allow for any. So I'd just like to take just a little bit of time for you in the quietness of a minute or two to think, what do I value? And ask the Lord, what do I value? And what do you want me to change? So that I can pursue your kingdom and its righteousness completely first. Like I said, I'm on this journey as much as you are. I would like to say that my life displays that I have the kingdom focus, that I am living for the kingdom. But the Lord showed me this morning in preparation that I have areas that I need to surrender to him. Someone has said that the cross is where my will meets the Lord's. And I'm willing to say, Lord, I take up your cross. I choose your will. And I believe that is the part of surrendering to the will of the Father, is saying, I choose to have kingdom values. So just take a few minutes here. I'd like for you to just pray, take time to reflect, and then I will close with prayer. Lord God, I just come before you honoring your name. It is the name above all other names. And Lord, you came here to set up your kingdom, and you've called us to be a part of it. Lord, it's sobering to think that you said we cannot have two masters. We're either serving you or we're serving something else. Forgive us, Lord, when we've tried to convince ourselves that we can do both. Lord, I just pray that from this congregation you would raise up men and women of God who pursue your kingdom and have its values in their heart. Lord, we want to be found faithful when you return. This earth and everything that it has to offer will someday fade away, and only the things of eternity will last. So God, I just pray that you would put within us a burden for your kingdom, so that we would be men and women of God sold out for your cause, for your kingdom. We love you, Lord, and thank you for your presence in our lives. Pray this through Christ. Amen.